And so then they said, you know, you got to have a parakeet for him. And I was like, no way. So, yeah. Hey, that's my desk and my computer. Thanks.
Hey, everybody. Good to see you again. Sorry I was off last week, but we had that game, and then Friday morning came, and I just couldn't get it all together. But now I got it all together, so we're together. First question comes from Brandon Cooley. Is Brandon Brooks back to 100% after his sickness last week, and will he start? I don't know if he's ever going to be 100% or if any of these guys are actually 100%, but yes, he's slated to start, and he should be a go, and that is good. Next question comes from a guy named Mark Vandermeer, and it actually is that Mark Vandermeer, the famous one. He says, Dear Drew, Fitz has trimmed his beard this week. Is Chewbacca still in there?
I don't know, but where is Chewbacca?
Daniel Fuentes asks, Drew, do you see J.D. Clowney, when healthy, join J.J. Watt among the elite players in the NFL, and does he start on Monday? Whoa, let's get one in front of the other there. As far as starting on Monday, remains to be seen. Don't know if he's going to or not, but when he does start playing, I think down the line, he could be something special. Don't know yet about elite, but that's what the Texans were hoping when they drafted him first overall, so we'll see. But let's just take some baby steps first.
Baby steps?
It means setting small, reasonable goals.
Robert Zapata Sr. gets real deep, and we don't mind deep questions, but this is like drilling for oil deep in the ocean or going to an asteroid and drilling on an asteroid to break it in half.
Shut it off! Shut it off now! I'm gonna have a blowout!
He goes this deep with, why ask why? Ha ha ha, you silly rabbits. Ha ha ha. Kelly Fias posted a few times on this post, and I'm going to say post three more times, post, and he said this, do you like people pointing out your shortcomings? I don't. Yeah, we have problems, but instead of ridiculing, point out the good stuff for once. And he wasn't saying that to me, he was saying that to the people who were kind of knocking on the Facebook post. But yeah, you're right, Kelly. You're either with us or you're against us.
You're going to do it for one another. Do it for each other. You're going to do it for yourself. You're going to do it for us. And you're going to go out with this win.
And Brandon, that's a really good question. So good and so clear that you've been paying it. So good and so clear that you've been paying attention that, you know what? These are yours. So, yeah. Celebrate and win and scratch. That's some side-splitting funniness going on right there. I can't wait to do it again. Wow. Until then, I'll see you next time. Love you.